Birmingham was actually the seventh worst city for car crime in the UK. Yeah, it tends to be the city centre, obviously, that has more car crime because those are the areas that are attracting shoppers, tourists, people coming in for nightlife, entertainment. So there's a lot of passing traffic in the city centre, and that's where we tend to see people will leave their cars for a fair few hours while they're out, and then they can be an easy target for car criminals. We put out freedom of information requests to all the police forces across England and Wales, asking for basically the number of cars, the number of crimes relating to vehicles. So that included thefts of a vehicle, thefts from, criminal damage, which is vandalism, and also interfering, which is if someone's attempting to steal a vehicle, it's interfering. And then we asked them to break it down by postcode area. So we were able to then look at the data and give it some sort of geographical sense, because obviously we were able to find out what cars are being stolen. So we've been able to do a list of the most popular cars targeted by thieves and the least popular. And then by putting it into plotting onto a map, we're able to look at the actual geographical areas of where they're car crime hotspots, so where they're good areas and where they're bad areas. So yeah, I mean, the good thing about the data is if you go onto our website, you're able to drill down using our kind of heat maps to look at specific roads. You can actually look at car crime data down to road level or different streets. Obviously, it's always going to have an impact on insurance premiums. Insurance companies use this data from police forces to work out insurance premiums. And as you'd expect, insurance premiums are always going to be more in built-up cities with a higher crime rate. For first-time buyers, what you can do is, obviously, the first thing is to buy a car with a low insurance rating. So if you buy a Group 1, 2 or 3, your insurance is going to be cheaper. And then it's also about where you store it. If you can keep it on a drive or in a garage, you've got going to get a lot lower premium than if you have to park it on a street or in a car park. And then it's down to the amount of miles you do every year. If you can limit your number of miles, some people can do sort of 10,000, 15,000 miles a year, but if you can limit it to maybe 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, then you're going to have a lot lower premium. What you can do is if you haven't got the option of parking your car in a garage, you can then look at additional security. So you can maybe invest in extra security, which may seem a high upfront cost, but probably save you a lot on insurance. So if you can fit an extra mobiliser, a more upgraded alarm system, then that'll all help your insurance premiums to reduce.